Next case, please.
The next case is 12,119 Carrie Upshur seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks on a through lot. Sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Fisher Road, approximately somewhere. The 911 address is 28324 Fisher Road, Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 98. Specifically, they're requesting a 1.2-foot variance for the front, a 6-foot variance for the side yard for the house, a 9.1-foot side yard for the HVAC, a 9.9-foot side yard for the steps. Received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and no letters in support. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gil Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Maryland.
And I believe we've got some other folks behind you. I'll swear you on at the same time. Come on up. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
William Upshur, 28457 West Park.
Thank you.
Gary Upshur, 28457 West 45 Drive.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
We're here to ask for a side yard setback variance for Cool Spring Farms for the Upshurs. This is a 75 by 133 lot. It is a through lot, so you have 30-foot setbacks on Fisher Road and Springside Road, West Springside Road. The customers are looking to replace an 80 single wide that they've had quite some time, and it's run its use, and they want to replace it with a double wide home, which would be a 28 by 56. Centering that on the lot, and considering the septic location and other locations of improvements on the lot, we decided that the best venue would be to seek the side yard setback variance, which you have depicted in front of you. The septic is already installed. It is a unique property because it is a through lot. And it's somewhat unique because you have the 30 foot on each side. And with the current improvements, it can't really be otherwise developed unless they do a single wide unit, and they're not interested in purchasing a single wide to replace a single wide at this time. They'd like to upgrade to a double wide and upgrade their space and allowance of space for family and so on. It's not created by the applicant, as far as these being a through lot, and also with the septic location based on soil analysis and so on and design. It will not alter the central character of the neighborhood whatsoever. Variances have been given in Cool Spring Farms for pretty much the same kind of thing. It is a minimum variance considering the obstacles that we have to work around. And the basis overall is, the septic is within acceptable tolerance as far as distance from that and our side yard setback, I would think.
All right, we'll start out. Mr. Mills, do you have any questions at this time?
Not at the present time.
All right, Ms. McGee.
The septic, is it the existing septic that they use for the single wide?
It is.
And it's adequate for the double wide?
Yes, its authorization to connect has already been issued.
I don't have any other questions.
Ernie, thank you.
Any conversation with Lot 32 about their feelings?
Lot 32, do you have...
Do you want to come up here to first, sir?
Have you talked with your neighbors? Are they okay with the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And obviously, the new double wide would be an upgrade from the existing?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And I just need, can you just state your name for the record, please?
Oh, yeah, my name's Terry Yepcha.
Thank you.
I'll read you. Thank you.
Yeah, was a waiver granted by DEMREC for the location of the home?
No, they said it was with intolerance.
Okay.
Good question. And the septic, I think she asked that question.
Yes.
So you tie into the same one?
Uh-huh.
More bathrooms, less bathrooms, or did it all
same?
The,
same,
same.
Same thing.
Oh, same. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
The how far from the septic do you have to be? I see that there's five and a half feet. And is this going on a permanent foundation, or is it going to have skirting?
It would be block foundation.
Yeah.
Block, okay. So then you would need footing and so forth. So taking it too much further wouldn't...
But it's okay. Mobile home foundation. It's not modular. So it would be a cosmetic wall, not a weight-bearing wall.
Okay. And so where the septic drain field location is staked out by the plumber on the drawing, that is there any reason why you couldn't take it to the edge of that?
5 feet.
Take what?
The structure. Move it over the 5 feet, 5.5 feet or 5 feet.
Oh, well.
I mean, as long as it's not covering it, it should.
Yeah, perhaps, but we're told with intolerance that 5 foot is what they prefer.
Oh, okay.
Typically, DEMREC requires 10 feet between the septic and the edge of the house.
Okay.
And typically, they sometimes they'll grant a waiver down to 5 feet, but I rarely have ever seen a waiver closer to 5 feet between the septic and the edge of the house.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Are you sure that's the drain field, or is it the holding tank for the drain
that's
field?
That's the drain field out there.
Okay.
It says drain
that
drain
little
field.
Box is a drain field?
Back
I would
here.
Think that would be your holding tank, which you still have to stay away from.
Yeah.
And
well,
then
I'm,
your drain
I'm from
field.
That anyway.
Okay, thank you.
I think that's the septic tank, not the drain field. The drain field would go out.
Right.
75 feet or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe the drain field goes more towards the towards west spring side.
Yeah,
I think the plumber marked your holding
tank. Hope it goes south.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Sharp.
I'm guessing you really looked at other options, but probably couldn't find any without getting tied up with variances. Is that correct? Okay.
There's really no other option.
I guess the two items though that I do wonder if there's options for. I see the HVAC and the steps on the east side of the house, and they're very close to the property line. Is there can those be moved to the other side of the home so that they're not so close to the property line, or have you explored those options?
The home desired has a front which would be towards septic field. And a rear door. They've already decided on a floor plan that they prefer, and as far as we've worked out a price for that home and so on. So it has a rear door, which would have to have some kind of exit. I mean, of course, it could be, blocked off, but that would not allow an egress.
Well, and I guess I also see you've got a fence there that appears to be onto your neighbor on lot 32. And it looks like there's a few feet there. Perhaps, do you know how many feet that is between the edge of your property and that fence? I presume that's area you maintain.
I think it's 0.9. It looks
says
like
4 feet.
Yeah.
On the
well, I think that's from the edge of the house, Mr. Mills.
No, at the top by the HVAC, it shows 4 feet from the fence to the property line.
I think that's the.
The house.
So your fence is on your neighbor's property. Your fence is on your neighbor's property?
Yeah, you want
it. It is?
Uh-huh.
I'd stay friendly with that neighbor.
Mm-hmm. And I just make a note here. It looks like there's a gap between the edge of paving and your front property line, and I don't see any access to the West Spring Drive. Is that right?
You don't have access to West Spring Drive?
You can't drive a car out on there.
Right, you just have your driveway is off of Fisher.
My driveway is on Fisher Road.
Thank you. That's what he was asking.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay.
Okay. I got one other question. where the gravel parking area is at, you got to walk from there all the way down to the end of the house to get into the house, or you got to steps in on the very end?
No, it'd be right in where the driveway at. I can walk right up into there.
So why you need a set of steps on the other side?
On the back side?
You got a set of steps on the back side, on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, if you got a steps coming in the back, why you need a set of steps on the right-hand side?
It's existing dwelling has the steps.
Pardon?
The existing dwelling has steps on the left side. The proposed dwelling's in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I presume it's
so
because it's a...
So he doesn't have two sets of steps.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the other set of steps, though?
I don't know. According to what he's saying is that the front door steps lead, if you walk out your front door, you're walking out towards the street.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. It's just not shown on the drawing.
Well, that... Hold on. I'll make sure I'm clear on that. Mr. Fleming, the design of this house...
I got you.
If you were to enter the house, I presume you would be entering from the west side of that structure.
You're entering from the left side.
Left.
Correct.
Left side. So there's west... a door on the left and a door on the...
Okay. So there's not an entrance from the front part off of Fisher Road. There's not a...
No.
Okay. I want to make sure clear that was the case, because right. If so, we would need potential
additional variance.
Variance. Right. So, okay. So I got you. And my guess is the reason that the house has the steps on that side is because that's the design of the model. And the only way that those models are designed is for steps on those sides of the house.
Correct. We didn't show steps on the other side because that's not what we're here for.
And you're in the building envelope there.
But on this side, we could move the AC, the air conditioner, around to the gable end if we need to, if that's important.
To the west side of the house?
Yes, towards Fisher, around the side towards Fisher, if that's desired.
The shed.
Yeah, you'd have to move the shed.
Ms. McGee just brought up a good point, and it appears, although you would probably still need a variance, but was there any consideration to have turned this, to move the shed and turn the house?
Towards Fisher?
Mm-hmm.
It was considered, but then, of course, you had to move the shed, but you still had the through lot thing, the 30-foot. We'd still be into a variance situation either way.
Right.
No matter how we turned the house.
Right. No, I knew that. Right.
Situation.
And you still wouldn't... How long is the house? 56. So you'd still need the variance on the sides.
Either way. But not as drastic.
You need two variances then.
And it also depends on where his drain field goes.
Yeah.
Yes, the lot is 75 feet and the house is 56.
Yep, and you would have needed variances on both sides.
This was easier and less variances.
Easier for him.
Is this location more economical for your client? Variance on one side or the other?
Yeah.
The other way than turning it sideways?
I would say, because you don't have to move the shed. And his parking area will probably have to be disturbed as well, and his fencing, and so yes.
Yeah. Be more economical.
So your single wide is still there now, and you're just waiting for whether this happens to get your new house put in.
Yep.
Just checking.
That's good. Hey. Okay. Any other questions?
No.
Sure. No questions.
Thank you.
Excuse me. All right. Hearing no further question, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition?
That gentleman there is in favor.
Oh, what? Sorry, sir.
He's hiding.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve case number 12,119.
Okay.
We have a unique property situation where the existing drain field and holding tank towards the house to that side of the property line. So it can't be otherwise developed without the variance. This condition was not created by the applicant. It won't alter the character of the neighborhood. In fact, the new home will probably enhance the community. And it's a minimum variance request.
Thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second it.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,119. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mayors?
Aye for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for all the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,119 is approved.